Joining me now on the show is Pat Brady. Pat, a good friend of the program, former Illinois State Republican chairman. And Pat, thanks for very much for getting up with me this morning.
No problem. How you doing, Rick?
I'm doing well. So we've seen a couple of polls out this morning. The ABC News Washington Post poll that Hillary Clinton up by 4 over Trump. We've also got the NBC Wall Street Journal poll that has an 11-point margin, Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump. Obviously, you know, in the interest of full disclosure, we know you've never been a Donald Trump fan. But when you look at these last couple of weeks and some of the comments that the candidate is making, including about how there ought to be perhaps drug testing before the final debate on Wednesday, what's going on?
I don't know, Rick. It's bizarre. And the drug testing comments and implying that somehow she was drugged up on the last debate, it's just something I've never seen. I mean, you've been doing this as long as or longer than I have. I've never seen anything like it. So I don't quite understand the scorched earth strategies taken here the last couple of weeks, because it's not helping. I mean, obviously the polls reflect that. But I think another poll that came out you probably saw is a voter enthusiasm poll. And for the first time in this race, the Clinton voters are more enthusiastic about voting than the Trump voters. So what he's doing, he's got his 38% solidified. He's not attracting any new voters, and it's just kind of all going backwards for him right now.
Yeah, and you, when you mentioned that enthusiasm factor, because, you know, this was one where that was the big question about Hillary Clinton's support, was kind of questions about the enthusiasm factor for people turning out to vote for her.
Yeah, that was an eye-opener to me when I saw that poll, that the race has really changed. But the good news from the Republican side, I see that these races, the United States Senate races, which is probably the most hotly contested thing to look at in this cycle, Kelly Ayotte in New Hampshire, Toomey in Pennsylvania, these races are still very close, even though Trump in the suburbs of Philadelphia is getting beat. He's losing white women by 43 percentage points, which is just a number I've never seen. So he's having real trouble in Pennsylvania, but it seems that Senator Toomey, the Republican's able to hold his own. So I'm hopeful that the folks recognize what Trump's doing in ticket split, and we can hold the Senate.
Well, and I have to say, I haven't looked at what Pat Toomey is doing in Pennsylvania, but whatever he's doing as far as distancing himself, whatever, as well as I think being a known quantity.
Right. Yeah, he's very well known, and I think he's been a good senator from the people I've talked to that are out there. And I don't know exactly what he's doing as a campaign, but he seems to have been able to extricate himself from Trump. And Senator Kirk was out front early saying that he was not going to support Trump. So I think that turns out to have been the smarter move for these people. But you know, you get Senator McCain, who really has to walk a tightrope out there, although he said, you know, basically disavowed Trump. You can't totally turn off that 38%. They're going to come out and vote for him.
You know, I had Mark Fratella on earlier, who was a Trump delegate as part of the Illinois delegation.
And, yeah, great guy.
And mentioned about how, you know, the emphasis should be on, you know, turning out Republicans and even if you're turned off by Trump, to remember there's more on the ballot.
Yeah, and that's what I think. They made that spin a couple weeks ago. I think the RNC, with its resources, I saw this morning, they allocated some resources to the Senate and the House committees, and I think they've somewhat made that turn. But you have to be careful that you don't completely turn off the 38% of the Trump people that are going to show up to the polls. But I think a lot of that behind the scenes has already been done.
One other thing about what Trump has been speaking about, and it's this resurfacing of the election is rigged situation. And I remember when this he brought this up, I don't know, about a month ago, I think it was in Florida, and said basically if I lose Florida, that'll prove that the election's been rigged. But to express that in such strong language, and there was a Boston Globe story that I'd encourage everybody to read, too, about some of the comments from the crowd of the event that they were covering, which it raises questions about, you know, the transfer of power.
You know, you've been to inaugurations and the presidential inauguration. And to me, the coolest aspect of the whole thing was this day there's a peaceful transition of power from one person to the next. No shots fired, and we change leadership. And that's something that's a hallmark of democracy. For a candidate now to question the legitimacy of the election and question the legitimacy of the institutions is something I've never seen before. And throw on top of that where he says during the debate that I'm going to appoint a special prosecutor if I'm president and you're going to be in jail to Hillary Clinton. This talk that is just not consistent with what democracy is all about. It's not responsible, and he's really he's in a tailspin, and he keeps doing this and doing this. And he's actually now even questioning the legitimacy of some of the Republican leadership, Paul Ryan and the other people that have come out and said they're not going to fully support him. So I don't know what the strategy is insofar as winning the election, but it seems that he's just going to go scorched earth and see where it takes him.
We're speaking with Pat Brady. He's the former Illinois State Republican chairman. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson, and joining me on the phone is Pat Brady. Pat, the former state Republican chairman of Illinois. And before the break, Pat, we were talking about the strategy of trying to motivate Republican turnout and focus on the down ballot races. But isn't there some fear of depressed turnout now that we see these things, like in the enthusiasm factor?
That's always a fear, particularly in Illinois, where, you know, remember in 2012, the turnout was huge, and we lost all the gains we made in 2010. But the one thing I think is different for Republicans, particularly in Illinois, is historically it's been a phone bank, get-out-the-vote kind of operation, and now they're going to door knocks, kind of like Speaker Madigan does. Give them credit for that. I mean, that's why they win a lot of elections. So they've hit more door knocks at this time than they did in the entire governor race in 2014. So I think, as you're intimating, the important thing is getting your people to the polls or getting your people to vote. And I think that the Republicans have made a strategic move that I think will benefit them in the long run. They'll actually get their people out.
But it is a unique circumstance of kind of encouraging ticket splitting.
Yeah, and you know, Illinois, you do that. But people do that more often. But you got to encourage ticket splitting. And I think maybe on both sides, when you watch that debate a week or so ago, you wonder why would I go out and vote at all when you watch that, because it was just a terrible performance, I thought, the whole thing. So we'll see. But I do agree with you. It's a bad sign for Republicans when there's higher enthusiasm on the Clinton side than there is on the Trump side.
Where do you see the legislative elections going? The reason I ask is, you know, you were one of the first to try to start the program of Fire Madigan. But you acknowledge that would be a long-term process.
Yeah, and I think that part of the process has been complete. He went from, I remember you guys did, or the Tribune did a poll 3 or 4 years ago, and he had not a whole lot of people actually knew who he was. I think now a lot of people do know who he was, and the polling we've seen in the last couple of weeks that he still tends to wear the jacket for the state's problems. And if the Republicans can successfully tie those individual candidates to Speaker Madigan, it's beneficial. And I think different from what we tried when I was party chairman, now there's all kinds of money behind what they're doing, including that door knock program I was talking about. So I think they're going to have a pretty good night. But again, it all depends on who shows up.
So is Illinois, I guess this of Mark Fratella, is the election in Illinois not a Trump versus Clinton, it's Rauner versus Madigan?
Yeah, I think that's the way that they're trying to manage it, because it's foregone conclusion that Hillary Clinton's going to win. So I think the real game are these the legislative races, particularly the House races, where, you know, they could pick up 4 or 5. But again, it all depends who turns out. But the most important thing I think is the brings me to think that we might have pick up some seats is just the effectiveness and the change in the ground game strategy, plus the resources behind it to get people really working hard.
Well, and those dovetail. I mean, those resources didn't previously exist.
No, I think in 2010 we had a pretty good year. I think we raised $3 million, and that's what we had to spend. And I think they're in the neighborhood of $20 million. I don't even know exactly what the numbers are, but it's in the
well. You've got $3 million just being spent on the Michael McAuliffe legislative race here in Chicago and the Northwest Side.
Yeah, so there's a large amount of money being thrown into it, which that allows you to be on the air. It allows you to do the phone banking. It allows you to do the door knocks. It allows you to get your people to the polls. And it allows you to tie to your initial question, identify the people that might, at least on our side, we want to make the voters know are responsible for the state of the state of Illinois. So I think it could be a pretty good night for Republicans. We'll wait and see. Just got to encourage everybody to get out and vote.
Well, I'm wondering what your take might be, too, as far as downstate. When we talk about these legislative races, let's face it, the fact of the matter is most of the people in this neck of the woods, they don't know who their state legislator is. But downstate, where there are several Democrats that have been targeted, there is at least a personal factor, kind of a relationship factor in some cases, with people and their state representative or state senator.
Yeah, I agree with that. And what some smart Democrats have told me, that Trump does okay downstate, that Jepsen poll, Paul Simon poll, had him running even with Hillary Clinton downstate. So that actually might help the Republicans having Trump on the ticket, because those people might come out and vote. But, you know, back to your premise about people in the suburbs not necessarily knowing their state representative, I agree. But you can win a state representative race, in my opinion, by door knocking. I saw Tim Schmitz do it when he won the primary, a decade or so ago. He just went and knocked on doors. And that's in a state representative race, which is a manageable number of votes. You can do it that way.
But again, if you don't have the resources, you can't do it.
Yeah, well, this for the first time ever, I believe, well, since the 90s, I should say, the Republicans have equal or more resources than the Democrats do. Hey, let's give the Democrats credit. Speaker Madigan, they run a great program. Their people work hard, and they get the vote out. And I think this time the Republicans have matched that, and hopefully it works for them.
Yeah, I mean, this is truly a new dynamic in the legislative races. And, of course, you know, we're looking at that. We're looking at the U.S. Senate race as well. And we'll see what kind of a barometer it is of what lies ahead with the voters.
Yeah, it's really going to be interesting to watch the suburbs, as it always is this time, to see how much vote turns out and who votes. And as always, that's critical for the statewide races. But these state rep races, they're hand-to-hand combat. So I think doing what they're doing, they have a lot of smart people running these campaigns. I think Leader Durkin might have a pretty good night.
That's Pat Brady. He's the former state Republican chairman of Illinois. Pat, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Always a pleasure, Rick. Take care. We'll see you.
We'll be back with more right after this.